review Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. After listing the various preparations for mitzvos that do and do not override Shabbos, the Gemara asks, Minale l'Rabbi Elazar ha? What's the source of Rabbi Elazar's opinion that Machshirim Mila, preparations for Bris Mila, can override Shabbos? We cannot derive this from other mitzvos whose Machshirim override the Shabbos according to Rabbi Elazar, because all of those mitzvos are all time sensitive, whereas Mila can be done at any time. So the Gemara concludes, Da Amar Kra Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Laso. The word Bayom teaches that Machshirim Mila can even be done on Shabbos. Ad kan lo pligi rabban aleil machshire mila, aval mila gufa divrei hakol docha Shabbos. The whole machlokas was only whether machshire mila override Shabbos, but everybody agrees that mila itself can be done on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, minalan, even the rabbanon agree to this, minalan, what's the source for this? So the Gemara offers five suggestions. Number one, Amar Ula, Halacha. Ula suggests Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara rejects this approach because we learn that Pikuach Nefesh, saving a life, overrides Shabbos from a Kal V'Chomer, that if Mila, which is only on a single limb, overrides Shabbos, a threat to the entire body should certainly override Shabbos. However, Ein done in Kal V'Chomer Me Halacha. We don't derive Halachos through a Kal V'Chomer from a Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So it must be that Mila overriding Shabbos is not a Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, because we use a Kal V'Chomer to learn from it. So the second possibility, the term os appears both in the context of bris and Shabbos, indicating that even Shabbos is a time for Mila. The Gemara rejects that because os also appears in describing tefillin, which cannot override Shabbos. After trying similar gzeirah Shabbos using the words bris and doros, but rejecting them due to those words appearing in the context of adults and an adult's mila and tzitzis respectively, the Gemara explains, done in os bris doros, may os bris doros. Since Shabbos and mila are the only two mitzvos that of all three words, os, bris, and doros, appear in their description, we can derive that mila may be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Amar Kra, Bayom, Bayom afilu b'Shabbos. A fourth opinion, we derive from the word Bayom by Mila that it can even be done on Shabbos. Reish Lakish rejects this, since the term Bayom is also used to describe the Karbanos that somebody brings to become Tahar, which do not override Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yochanan defends himself by using Bayom in the context of Mechusrei Kapara for another din. Rav Acha bar Yaakov gives the final opinion. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Amakra Shmini Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. The word Shmini teaches that it could be done even on Shabbos. The Gemara rejects that, since we need the word Shmini to teach that bris should not be done on the 7th or 9th days. We go back to the previous answer of Rabbi Yochanan that we learned it from Bayom. The Gemara raises the possibility that we assume Mila should override the Shabbos from the fact that Mila overrides Tzaraas, which can override Avoda, which in turn can override Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Minani Mili, how do we know that Mila can override the Yisr to cut off Tzaraas? So the Braisa first suggests that when faced with the dilemma of performing a Bris Mila, when the place of the Mila has Tzaraas, the word Basar teaches that the Mila can be performed. Although the term Basar is only used to describe the Mila of a baby on the 8th day and the Mila of an adult, Abaye derives from the Tzad HaShava of those two cases that we'd even allow Mila of a child who's over 8 days and not yet an adult, not yet bar mitzvah, we would even allow such a Mila to override Tzaraas. Rava holds that the term basar isn't needed to teach the Mila of the 8th day overrides Shabbos, since we can learn a simple Kal V'Chomer, that if Mila on the 8th day can override Shabbos, which is more strict, meaning that we don't need to teach that it can override Tzaraas, because we have a Kal V'Chomer. If it can override Shabbos, which is more strict than Tzaraas, certainly Mila on the 8th day can override Tzaraas. That frees up the extra word basar to teach that Mila of a child more than 8 days old can override Tzaraas. Rav Safra questions Rava's premise that Shabbos is more severe than Tzaraas. Maybe Tzaraas is more severe, since it can override Avoda, in that if all Kohanim have Tzaraas, we do not permit cutting off the Tzaraas to enable someone to do the Avoda, and Avoda overrides Shabbos. Rav Ashi answers that the reason Tzaraas overrides Avoda is not because it's more stringent than Avoda, but because in order to allow an Asay to be Docha Los Asay, positive mitzvah to override a negative mitzvah, the two must come simultaneously. For example, cutting off Tzaraas while doing Bris Mila involves cutting the Tzaraas at the exact moment that you were getting the mitzvah of Mila. When it comes to cutting off Tzaraas to do the Avoda, the Aveira of cutting off Tzaraas would have to be done before the mitzvah of the Avoda. It's only for that technical reason, and not due to the stringency of Tzaraas, that we allow Tzaraas to remain at the expense of the Avoda. That's the basic Chazara of Shabbos Tav Kuf Lamed Beis.